This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. This time of year, when crop producers need to pay attention to the growth stages of their wheat before making any application decisions. Each herbicide has its own label and wheat stage restriction, as many can damage wheat after a certain point. In this part of Kansas and Missouri, herbicide applications are even more complicated, as we are most likely going to plant double crop soybeans. Dicamba can be applied now between the second leaf and jointing stages of wheat, so we are likely out of the application window. After jointing, dicamba will cause some damage that will cause significant yield loss. Some other herbicides that need to be applied before jointing include Agility SG, Olympus, Outrider, PowerFlex HL, Pulsar, and Rave. All of these have soybean restrictions that range from 3 to 12 months. During this time of year, we can also think about 2,4-D, which needs to be used after full tillering, but before early boot stage. There are some herbicides that can be used up to flagleaf emergence. Pixaro EC is one that is new, but has a long soybean restriction. Some other up to flagleaf herbicides include Affinity, Harmony, and Supremacy. Not all of those can be used with double crop soybeans. What herbicides can we use now in wheat for double crop soybeans? One that I know of is Culex, with its 45 days before soybean restriction. If you have any questions on herbicides, please give me a call at 620-778-1037.